Mr. Callahan?
Mr. Evans, do we know, was the grants for the study, the feasibility study on the pedestrian bridge, is that money movable?
Any unspent money in the cap, trying to think that was in the capital plan or operating budget.
I know we got some money from the county also, correct?
Yeah, that would be moved. That was a grant for specific purpose. Once you receive a grant for specific purpose, that's pretty much it. If it's eligible use, it could be, you would take steps, it would take a bit of time to move it to another deemed eligible use. You can propose an amendment. Some grants allow it, some don't. You know, the time runs out sometimes. If somebody, once it's awarded and not spent, it reverts back. Again, there's a lot of different grants that we, each year that come rolling through.
We would have to ask permission from the county then to move the money from the pedestrian bridge study to the Wi-Fi and broadband study?
Yeah, that came from the county with the support of Executive McClure. So there was, I think, three components, if I remember. There was the Northampton grant, and there was a match. Was there a third, maybe only two. Two pieces that made up the total.
I think during our budget season last year, City Council also put in $50,000 for that study. And I just think that, I think that with the climate that we're in with the virus and COVID-19 and the pressures it's putting on our budget, I think to throw $100,000 or $150,000 in money into a pedestrian bridge study at this time, it's really not feasible, especially when you consider the fact that the pedestrian bridge would probably cost millions of dollars. Some of the estimates that I were hearing were up to $8 to $9 million for the pedestrian bridge over the Lehigh, because it also has to go over and bridge over the railroad area on the south side. So, obviously with the budget pressures that are being put on us right now, I don't see us coming out of it for another year or two. And I think that the broadband idea, I agree with Dr. Mainwert and also Mr. Reynolds that it is an important issue. I teach at Northeast Middle School, and I deal with those kids every single day. And I was on Zoom meetings all day on Monday with a lot of those kids. And so I agree with them that it needs to be addressed at some point. And if we can't move this money because of time constraints, hopefully we can do it, and possibly we can ask the county executive to use that money that was allotted for the bridge, pedestrian bridge and bike bridge over the south side and over to Lehigh. Hopefully we could use that money to put towards this study for broadband. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just add that the grants for the pedestrian bridge did pass council unanimously, and I think the idea of moving that money is a non-starter. If there's any other discussion on Resolution 10D, the clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Nay.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Nay.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 5-2.